You have joined us here on Mars Bar, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Truth Radio and EternalAffairsMedia.com, with conservative radio host and recovering Californian, now residing in the red state of Texas, introducing Marcy Latimer.
And thank you so much for joining me here on this Sunday, July 17th, 2022. Again, my name is Marcy Latimer, and you have joined me on Mars Bar. So I appreciate you tuning in. And again, thank you for joining me, and visit us on eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always God bless and put God first. I always start with a prayer, and I want to just say, God bless, protect, and comfort and guide the Trump family during this time of loss. They are suffering the loss of their dear mother, Donald Trump's ex-wife, his first wife, and mother of his three children, Ivana Trump. She passed away the other day, and we just want to pray for them during this time of mourning, and what a huge loss that is. A beautiful soul is now with the Lord. I pray for all those that seek to do them harm and to be ashamed and fall into their own trap. Expose the true evildoers and shine the light on the truth for the Trump family and this nation and what they stand for. Restore everything that the enemy has stolen from them and bring President Donald J. Trump back into the White House where he belongs, because we know that he did win the 2020 election and it was stolen. And we just say in Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Thank you. Thank you, dear Lord. So thank you for that. And if you joined in on that prayer, we appreciate it. And of course, I always want to also do shout outs, and we do appreciate you being here. A shout out to Mark for donating to EA Media. We appreciate all the support, and also for Mary for being a New Truth Premium subscriber. So thank you so much, Mark and Mary. We always want to do shout outs to our patrons who listen to us and join in on Eternal Affairs Media shows such as mine. So thank you so much for that. And just so much has been happening in the last week. I mean, it just seems like every week there's so much more to talk about. And I always say I'm an information show. I like to get out the information. I like to get out information to conservative, like-minded individuals, those who are true patriots of this nation, those who believe that this nation is founded on Judeo-Christian values, as we are one nation under God. And that is why I always say I put God first, and I always start with prayers, because it's so important that we do lift him up in this time of need. And of course, this topsy-turvy world that we are living in, this downward spiral that seems to be encompassing the nation and other nations as well, not just ours. But we know that there's so much to shine a light on, and so much has been happening. But the good news is so much of it has been exposed as well in just the last year and a half, that the fraud in the White House, unfortunately, the fraud administration have taken over, the ones that stole the 2020 election. We know that they have been doing so much damage to our great nation that it's really becoming so evident day after day, so much corruption and backwards, upside down, whatever you want to call it. It's crazy, but I do believe that it really is a spiritual battle, and it's something that's good versus evil. And we do need to seek him out, our Lord, because our Lord and Savior is ultimately going to be the one in control. And I do believe that. And we just have to keep the faith and don't live in fear. So keep the faith over fear, live in that light, and know that it will finally come to light. And just keep that with us at all times, and don't despair. It will finally come to light. Everything is, and it already is being exposed. So really good things. I have a lot of information. I have what I believe is going to be so important. I absolutely adore, I mean, anybody who's listening to my show know that I love Mike Lindell, such a patriot. He has been just so courageous in his fight to bring transparency to the election fraud in the 2020 election. And of course, we're partnering with him with his MyPillows. And if you use the promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com, you'll receive the best, latest deals. So wonderful products made in the USA, and we support him, and we know that he is just doing so much good in this world, and he does put God first. If you ever get a chance to read his book, it's so inspirational, and it's just a wonderful thing. So I want to talk about how he is coming out with another symposium. I know it's something that we were thinking 2 years ago. It was August of 2021. That's right. It was almost 1 year ago that he put on his first big symposium. And we all were believing that the evidence was going to be so insurmountable. And it was insurmountable. And he did showcase the fraud in the election. But we thought that on a magical date that everything was going to be put in place and that President Trump was going to be rightfully put back into the White House and everything would be fine and it would be turned around. And here it is almost a year later, and we still have not seen that happen. So again, don't lose hope. Don't despair. You know, things are going to be still coming to fruition. But I will say, go to frankspeech.com, which is Mike Lindell's platform. And he says on August 20th and 21st, they will be showcasing another symposium. He says it's going to be an all-day thing, and he says it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and 3 hours alone will be Mike Lindell explaining how we got to this place. Another 6 hours is going to be state-by-state evidence of the election fraud. I mean, this is going to be a huge, huge, tremendous deal. Once again, I mean, just showing how really, truly, it's about the machines and the Dominion machines and how we have to do away with them. We have to go back to paper ballots, and that's the most important thing, so they don't have these fraud votes in the middle of the night. And I mean, we know that 2000 Mules, the movie Dinesh D'Souza put out in May, of course, shined a light on that as well. We know that the truth was there, enough evidence to make this happen, to overturn the election. And it's not even about overturning. It's, you know, just like January 6th, they called it an overturning of the election. No, it wasn't an overturning at all. It's not about overturning. It's about doing what's right and putting what is effectively truth into the White House. That's what it's really about, into this nation. So it's not overturning anything. It's saying, hey, this is what happened. This is the truth. And there you go. Let it be done. Trump is our president. So anyway, hopefully something will shine a light on this. And there's a new movie, and Laura Logan, she is going to be there at the symposium. And the movie is going to be called SelectionCode.com. You could go to SelectionCode.com on the date of the symposium. And that's when they're going to be showing it. It's going to be the premiere movie. So it's going to, again, show, just like 2000 Mules did, the election fraud. So it's going to show a lot more than that. Laura Logan, investigative reporter, so she will absolutely shine a light on that as well. So it's going to be very important, and something that I think everybody needs to take a look at. And even if you're not on the conservative side of the aisle and vote Republican, I think everybody should want election integrity. If you vote Democratic, if you're on the liberal side, whatever, it doesn't matter. If you're right in between, if you're libertarian, if you are independent, it doesn't matter, because everybody should want election integrity and to know that their vote counted. So that's really the important matter. And it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you are. We need this in our nation. We need to show how election integrity needs to come back no matter what. And everybody feels that their vote counted. So this is going to be very important. And that's why I'm shedding a light on this in my time today. August 20th, 21st, mark those dates. And he says on August 22nd, you can sign up for a free digital copy, which is so nice. So it's going to be free of charge. And that's so nice that he's doing that. He's great. So we love Mike. And again, you could go to frankspeech.com for more details if you want, or go to selectioncode.com to find out more about this movie that will be premiering at his symposium. So it's going to be very exciting. Also, another topic I want to hit on is the homeschooling issue, alternatives to public education, because we know that the public education system unfortunately has failed in America. And it wasn't until COVID 2020 lockdowns and the online deals where the schools shut down until a lot of parents were exposed to what was being taught in the schools and seeing what their kids were checking out and being taught. And I think that's what the one good thing about COVID lockdowns had shown is the corruption, unfortunately, and the downward spiral that the education system was going on. And unfortunately, that was going on for quite some time. But that's the good news, is that in a strange way, in a weird time, because we got to admit the COVID 2020 quarantine times was weird, and the shutdowns across the world have definitely exposed the light on so much that was going on. So I wanted to tell you about these training sessions. If you're interested in the homeschooling alternatives to public education for your children, Sam Sorbo, she's an author and radio host, and she's also the wife of Kevin Sorbo, who is, you know, an actor on the conservative side. He's in a lot of God movies about God, and of course about Christianity, and he's not afraid to show that he's a conservative in Hollywood. So it's really nice and refreshing to have somebody like that representing Christians and, of course, representing conservatives. So his wife, Sam Sorbo, she will be doing training sessions July 25th through 29th, and it's just 1 hour a day, and you can go to samsorbo.com to sign up if you're interested, or to at least to check it out to see if this is something for you. Because a lot of people might think, oh, I don't have time for that. I don't think I can do this. I don't think I could actually, you know, work a job and have my kids homeschooled. I don't know if, or maybe you're on the fence about it. You want to learn more. So she is putting it out there, and she's doing a great thing. She's a proponent of homeschooling. They homeschooled their own children, and they're growing up great. And anyway, again, go to samsorbo.com, and she will have those training sessions July 25th through the 29th. So it sounds really promising, very interesting there. Gosh, so we've got those things definitely to look forward to. And then the other thing I wanted to tell you about is coming up, and I'm actually going to be going. I always tell everybody I love Flashpoint. Flashpoint's my favorite show. It's the best show on TV, and it's fantastic. And you can, if you don't know of Flashpoint, you need to be aware of it, because it's really wonderful, with Lance Wallnau, with Pastor Mario Murillo. It's got Hank Kuhneman, and also, and of course, host Gene Bailey, and he's great. And you really can see they're not hiding anything. It's wonderful and refreshing. So they are faith-based. They talk about what's happening in the world and what the nation, and they don't fear talking about the politics. Sometimes they might get kicked off of YouTube and other platforms. So that's why it's important that you keep in touch with them. And you could go to govictory.com/fpoint, or I'm sorry, FP Flashpoint, you could say, or just spell it out, govictory.com/flashpoint, to find out how to get in touch with them. Become a Flashpoint Army member. I am. I always get their emails every week just to make sure that I'm in the know. And it's so fantastic. They have great guests all the time. And let's see here, July 31st in Fort Worth, Texas, I will actually be there as well. I'm going to be there at Flashpoint Live. Very excited. Charlie Kirk is a special guest. We love Charlie. He, of course, as you know, is part of the Turning Point USA. He's the founder of Turning Point USA. A wonderful, wonderful young conservative. And we need more youths like that, you know, the millennial bunch. Really focusing on the right side of the things, not just going with the, you know, the commonality or what the mainstream media, the fake news, wants people to believe, that everybody's on the left and they're liberal thinking in that age group. No, there are so many that are conservative thinkers and free thinkers, and we love it. Just like Candace Owens. Oh gosh, we love her too. And she's been part of this as well in the past. So, you know, we're excited about the idea that he will be a guest speaker here. in Fort Worth, Texas. It's going to be July 31st, and it's a free event. So if you're in the area, fantastic. Come and join. And also Charlie Kirk, he's going to be doing the Student Action Summit in Tampa, Florida, July 22nd through 24th. So next weekend. So there's so many events coming up. So if you're in the Florida area, you could go to see him there at tpusa.com/SAS. That's Student Action Summit. That's for the young, again, the young conservatives. And they're going to have wonderful special guests. I believe David J. Harris is one of them. David Harris Jr., I should say. He's a fantastic proponent on Christianity and spiritual values, and of course, truth-telling and conservative-minded individuals like him. So that's going to be great. They're going to have so many wonderful guests. So that's another one to look at. So a lot of events coming up. Very excited. Speaking of David Harris Jr., he was on Flashpoint just this past Thursday. And of course, his book is Why I Couldn't Stay Silent. And he says, he said something on Flashpoint that I just loved. And I wanted to just make sure that I was able to say this quote because I really thought it was wonderful. What he said was, we are conduits for heaven. We are heaven's ambassadors everywhere we go. So that was a quote from David Harris Jr. And he said, you know, this is a time to be spirit-led. We are living in biblical times. This is a revival. This is an awakening. So, you know, he basically said, look at yourself as a conduit for heaven, as heaven's ambassadors everywhere we go. And don't back down from that. And don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. You shouldn't be. You should be proud to be one of God's children and to be able to put him first. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure everybody heard that because when he said that, I actually made sure that I rewound back and I wanted to make sure I got that quote correct. I loved it. I thought, wow, what a great quote. So thank you, David Harris Jr. We love you. We think you're wonderful. And he said, don't be silent. You know, just say it and be proud of that you put God first and that you put life first. And we're for the sanctity of life. That's another thing, huge. And, you know, he's talked about his wife and how his wife was a survivor of abortion. Her mom almost had her aborted. And yet if that had happened, he would never have had the opportunity to meet his wife. Just think about it. That's a life that was meant to be here, that God created for a reason. So I love how he speaks about that and from the heart. And he's just great. So to get more information on Flashpoint, if you're interested, if you want to see the episodes, perhaps like this one that I just mentioned, you could go to rumble.com/Flashpoint. So that's another way to watch them. And they would have the back episodes, just like the one that was just on with David Harris Jr. And just really great, great things they bring out to the forefront. And they had Mike Lindell. They had an extra half hour, and I was excited because they had Mike Lindell on. And that's when I got all the information about his new next symposium in August. So, you know, great stuff coming up. Okay, wonderful things. Just, again, I love to just be an information show. I like to tell you what's happening, what to look forward to, and things to just be on the lookout for. Things that happened this week that were kind of crazy. Oh, and actually in a good way, the vaccine mandates for military or for the armed forces specifically, they gave them an extra 2 weeks, those that were being forced to take the jab. And even with the religious exemptions, they weren't allowing it to go forward and to be honored. So apparently the Supreme Court has allowed them an extra 2 weeks. So hopefully, so we need to pray for that in the next 2 weeks that they will honor that they can have the religious exemption and still stay in the armed forces. So we need to pray for them and pray for our military, of course, in general, that they are able to continue with their work and no problems when it comes to getting the jab, and it should be about choice. I've always said that. And I always said, you know, even if you're for it, fine, go for it. That's great. If you want it, that's your decision. But if you don't want it, you shouldn't be forced to do it. So we should always have that choice. We should be able to make that decision for ourselves and just pray for the decision to be enforced permanently, because right now it's just a 2-week given. So we'll see how it goes. And it's, you know, it's in limbo. So we have to just continue with that fight. Speaking of which, Dr. Peter McCullough, he's been great regarding the information coming out with the COVID-19 vaccines. He always is giving the truth. He talks about what it does to the body, what kind of harm it perhaps could have. He doesn't shy away from what it really is, an experimental vaccine, mRNA, and it does affect the DNA. And also he has what's called the God prescription, and he has a special offer for anybody that wants to, information on this. He has the book, actually, The Courage to Face COVID-19. That's another thing he has. It's a book, The Courage to Face COVID-19. And then the other thing, like I was telling you, if you want more information, just get all the details, because he's got so much in there and I don't have enough time to go into it. thegodprescription.com/special offer. So if you're interested in hearing more about that, and more information on COVID-19 vaccines and just about the virus itself and what it does to the body and what the vaccines do to the body, then that's what you want to do. Go to thegodprescription.com/special offer. All right, Dr. Peter McCullough, he's great. So wonderful guy to make sure you follow if you're interested in that information. Really good. Good stuff. Of course, the other one is, okay, two other things before I go. I want to make sure that I get this information out. Very interestingly enough, there is an HR bill, Senate Bill 4426. It's called Natural Disasters Law. And it's basically puts the power into the federal, into the federal hands. So the government, basically. It's to oversee the rights of parents for children. So basically, they try to pretend like, oh, natural disasters law. They're calling it that to make it seem like they are protecting children and protecting the children's health and well-being. But in truth, if you look into the details, it's about making sure that they take the power away from the parents and give the power back to the kids. So the parents will not have any say in what's happening to their children. So it's really something that is part of the new world order, frighteningly enough. And of course they try to pose it as though it's something in the good for the children, when indeed it's not. Okay. So don't be fooled. Senate Bill 4426. The other one is Senate Bill HR, it looks like 3755. And this is called the Women's Health Protection Act. Again, women's health protection. So it makes it sound like it's for the protection of women. But again, in truth, what it's really about is the abortion, the right to an abortion. And it actually gives information in there, and it describes a woman as somebody who is able to have an abortion, as though that is the definition now of a woman. It is scary. So when, you know, the Democrats, they couldn't even define what a woman is. Remember that? the new Supreme Court judge, Ketanji Brown, she couldn't even define what a woman is. I mean, come on. Ridiculousness. So now, of course, they're putting it in definition in the HR 3755 bill, the Women's Health Protection Act. Remember, it's called that. So don't be fooled. It's not for women's health at all. It's to basically say you can have an abortion, and they're giving abortion rights everywhere. And what they're doing is they're defining a woman as somebody who has the ability to have an abortion. Why on earth would you want to be defined as that? That is ridiculous. To kill a life, to kill the unborn. It's frightening. So these are things, don't be fooled about. These are just things to be aware of. And I hear these things and then I say, oh my gosh, I have to write that down. I want to make sure that I remember that. And so I just talk about it because it's something I think it's very important that we know these are hidden agendas from the left, the liberal ideology. It's hidden agenda. It's not for the sanctity of life. It's not about healthcare either. It's not about healthcare and it's not about protecting children. It's actually going after the children is what it is. It's going after the babies. It's going after the unborn. It's going after the young children. So it's taking away parents' rights and it's frightening, especially that one, that Senate bill at 4426. Ugh. Terrible. So yeah, we need to make sure the parents are in charge of their kids. All right. Not the government. We don't need the government being in charge of everything. That's what they want. That's what the left wants. They want everybody to be on them and dependent on them over their own family. No, it's not good. And then of course, the one other thing, Glenn Beck, I think he was a couple weeks ago, he was on Flashpoint and he mentioned his book. It's called The Great Reset. So that is important just to know. It does have to do with that natural disasters law I talked about. That is another way that they're doing their New World Order, and he exposes it. He exposes light, and it's a good read. So it's called The Great Reset by Glenn Beck. And of course, we all know he doesn't shy away from the information either. So good stuff there. I hope that I gave you a lot of information that, you know, you can use. And of course, just important to be aware and just don't be a sheep, you know, don't be a follower of the lamestream news. You know, they're not there for us. They are there to have an agenda and they're being paid big money to have that agenda told. So we need to make sure we're listening to the right people and we're listening and we're finding out information on our own and becoming our own reporters. So thank you so much for being here today. And I hope that I gave you some information that you can use. And again, I just want to say God bless the Trump family as they mourn the loss of Ivana Trump, lovely, lovely woman left behind. And she's now in the home of the Lord. So thank you, Lord, for taking care of her. And very sad, though, very sad. We know that she will be missed, and the Trump family is mourning her loss. So thank you for that. And thank you again for joining me here. And again, you can go to mypillow.com/eternal for the best deals, and you can get some wonderful products there. And we support Mike Lindell and MyPillow, and we thank you for joining me here, and God bless. Have a wonderful remainder of your weekend.